This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indujuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 109 high-yielding climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi on Sunday. He further added that the climate friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce their expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Modi also lauded the scientists for the development of these new crop varieties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of this month. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 23rd of this month. The Mann Ki Baat program will be broadcast on the entire network of the Akashvani and Doordarshan, the All India Radio news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. The Prime Minister took to social media to laud the performance of Indian athletes at the 2024 Paris Olympics. In a post on X, Modi said as the Paris Olympics conclude, he appreciates the efforts of the entire Indian contingent through the games. He also wished sporting heroes the best for their upcoming endeavors. India ended at 71st position with 1 silver and 5 bronze medals after a total of 117 Indian athletes participated across 16 sports at the Paris Games. A Tiranga Yatra marking the launch of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in Namsai district was flagged off on Sunday by Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main. The Tiranga Yatra, with active participation of officials, NGOs, CBOs, panchayat members and the general public, was taken out from Second Mile to the district secretariat in Namsai. During the program, Main administered the Tiranga pledge to the participants and handed over the tricolour to the JPC, JPM school principals, headmasters, administration, PRI leaders. Textile and Handicrafts Minister Nyato Dukam participated in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign by leading a spirited Tiranga Yatra in Daporijo. At Sagali, MLA Ratu Techi launched the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan on Sunday by flagging off a Tiranga rally from Balapur village, which culminated at the Sagali General Ground. The commander of Tawang Brigade, Brigadier V.S. Rajput, has said that it is the fundamental responsibility of every citizen to contribute for the cause of nation building. The freedom which we got today is the result of sacrifices made by our brave freedom fighters, and we have to safeguard this independence, added the commander while flagging off a Tiranga Yatra cycle rally jointly with Tawang Deputy Commissioner Kanki Darang from DC office premises in Tawang today. Brigadier Rajput also said that through this celebration of Har Ghar Tiranga, we have to spread the message across the globe that Tawang is not only a district of Arunachal Pradesh, but the crown of Mother India. On the occasion, DC Kanki Darang administered Tiranga pledge to the participants. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.